Have you ever said that you were hungry enough to eat a cow? Well, let me tell you about Terrare. Nobody quite knew what was wrong with Terrare. It is suspected that he had some form of polyphagia, which is characterized by a shockingly fast metabolism, therefore resulting in constant hunger. Terrare was born in France sometime around 1772 and lived on a farm. He, of course, was very expensive to feed, eating a quarter of a cow in one day. This was as much as he weighed at the time. Surprisingly enough, Terrare never gained weight. He was of average height, had oddly discolored teeth, had small, thin lips, and a stomach that was baggy enough to be wrapped entirely around his waist. While he was particularly hungry, but could stretch out like a pregnant woman's belly as he filled it up. Terrare was also dripping in sweat. He stank so horrifically that it was said that he could not be endured within the distance of 20 paces. Terrare also had bloodshot eyes, and reportedly weighed only 100 pounds at the age of 17. He could fit 12 eggs in his baggy cheeks. And due to his expensive diet, Terrare was kicked out by his parents while he was still just a teenager. He was forced to beg and steal to satisfy his hunger, as well as scouring through garbage. Terrare then decided to live on the streets as a showman and eat whatever amazed passerby handed him. This consisted of both edible and non-edible items such as baskets of apples, dozens of eggs, wine corks, and flint. This all went smoothly for a while until one fateful day, Terrare collapsed on the streets due to a severe intestinal blockage and was carted off to the hospital. When he arrived, he was treated with the strongest laxatives available and was soon cured. While in the hospital, Terrare wanted to prove his unique talents to the surgeon and offered to swallow the surgeon's pocket watch, to which he was met with the threat of being cut open to receive the watch. Terrare was enlisted in the army in an effort to find sufficient food. Though he always received quadruple rations, he was still hungry and would take upon himself the less desirable jobs of his fellow soldiers in exchange for their food. However, this still wasn't enough, and Terrare's constant fatigue was cause for yet another hospital visit. In the hospital, Terrare was examined by doctors and nurses and was asked to swallow a box. After he passed the box in mint condition, he was sent with a different box, this time containing French information, to Germany to deliver. However, as he knew no German, he was quickly discovered and captured. While in the hands of the Germans, he was beaten until he confessed that he had been carrying French intellect and was chained up until the box passed, after which he was mock executed and beaten again before finally being sent back to France and the hospital. Here, Terrare was once again experimented on by hospital workers. He was given a table set with a feast meant to feed 15 people. He proceeded to eat the entire thing in one sitting and fall asleep. During his stay away, doctors attempted to cure him in a manner of ways, including tobacco pills, soft-boiled eggs, and wine vinegar. Terrare was often caught and reprimanded for attempting to eat dead bodies from the morgue. He was also caught sneaking out to scavenge gutters and fight dogs for trash behind butchers. Terrare was reported to swallow live cats during the experiments. Other times, he would rip them in half with his teeth and then proceed to drink the cat's blood and eat all but the bones, later coughing or vomiting up the skin and fur. He also swallowed live lizards, puppies, snakes, and at one point an eel, which he first crushed the skull of between his molars. Due to his lack of emotion about the whole thing and willingness to comply, doctors in the military hospital advised that Terrare be sent to an insane asylum. However, the experiments continued until a 14-month-old baby went missing. While there was no proof that Terrare had eaten the baby, he was highly suspected and promptly kicked out of the hospital. Terrare then returned 4 years later, claiming to have swallowed a golden fork. However, this was disregarded as he showed signs of tuberculosis, and he soon died of tuberculosis at an estimated age of 26. In his autopsy, doctors were able to look down Terrare's throat all the way into his stomach. His body rotted quickly, and most doctors wouldn't go near it, but those he did reported his stomach to be far larger than the average person's and almost completely covered in ulcers.